We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez on this Wednesday, January 12th, 2022. 9:30, we'll talk to Gary Pinkel about being elected to the College Football Hall of Fame. But right now, Jeff Chedia from NFL Network and NFL.com joins us on the phone. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I owe you guys an apology for not having my schedule right. So I owe you one. I owe Jake one on this one.
Nope, we decided to blame Jake, and so he'll be reprimanded.
I screwed up, Jeff.
Immediately after the show, he'll be docked several days' pay. Yeah. So we,
I just lost two vacation days.
Right, there you go. You're out.
He's going to be banished to the mountains for the month of the playoffs.
So settle a bet. We were discussing who you might pick for the Chiefs and Steelers game, and we were deciding Jake's been asking all of our NFL guests what the score is going to be because Jake's going back and forth right now. He's picking the Chiefs, but what's the line at right now?
12.5 this morning.
Uh-oh. Jake doesn't know if he's picking them to cover or not. And so he said if all of our NFL guests pick the Chiefs to cover, Brooke Pryor just picked the Chiefs to cover. And so if all of the guests pick the Chiefs to cover, then Jake will invest heavily in their opinion. If not, he could back off from that. And so,
because first of all, I'm leaning towards them not covering.
Right, right. But he said he will be swayed by. Yeah. So Nate
otherwise
and Jake both adamantly said that you will not pick them to cover. And so we'll just start with the big news right there. Who are you picking in this game, and by what score?
I'm taking the Chiefs to not cover. So they're right. I just have a hard time believing that a team as proud as Pittsburgh would come in and lay an egg twice. They're not good enough to beat the Chiefs, clearly, but I just feel like when you get beat like that and you spend 3 weeks hearing about it and you have to watch film of it all this week and you've got to hear your coach talk about it, I just think they're going to come and they're going to play hard. And I imagine the score will be closer to 28-17. That's the score I pick. So I got them close to that spread, but I don't see them going over it.
All right, so 28-17, it's 11-point victory. And look, it's the playoffs. I don't care whether the Chiefs cover or not. All I care about is if the Chiefs win. And if it's 28-17, sign me up. I'll take that. But let's start with this version of Ben Roethlisberger and the Pittsburgh Steelers that are coming to Arrowhead Stadium. If you are the Chiefs, give me two or three things that might have you concerned that you need to focus on in trying to stop the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, one is injuries. You know, obviously there's questions about how healthy Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and Darrell Williams, those guys would be if you – those guys aren't 100%, and then you get somebody else going down in a game like this, which is always the concern when whether or not you are going to win or not. If you're playing a game, there's always that risk, right? Ask Lucas Niang about that. So if somebody goes down who's significant, I think that helps their cause. I think if there's turnovers, the Steelers are going to need to have some breaks go their way, and then their defense has to play at a high level, and then Ben Roethlisberger becomes a factor. And so if you look at the games that he's played and won over the last 3 or 4 weeks, they've gotten some pretty ugly games. They muddied it up. And then at the end, he's made a couple throws here or there that have made the difference. And he can still do that for you. You get down to a high-pressure situation. I believe that they're the worst team in the NFL as far as scoring in the first three quarters, and they're one of the best teams in the fourth quarter. And so I think if you get down to those high-pressure moments, he can make a play or two for you that'll win the game, but the hard part for them is getting to those moments.
So when we've been watching these Chiefs play the last couple of weeks, all of a sudden these tackling issues have become an issue. And, I've heard a lot of people say and read a lot of people say it looks like some business decisions being made out there. which doesn't make any sense. And honestly, it kind of looked that way on a few of the plays, but that doesn't make any sense to me because they had so much to play for in those last two games. I know that it's a 17th game, so I don't know if that has anything to do with the fact that they were playing an extra game or anything. But do you buy that? And if so, like, what does that tell you? I mean, what does that say about this team if that was really happening?
I don't know if I necessarily buy it. I didn't watch the Denver game that closely to where I could tell if somebody was not trying hard. I felt as if that was the game they should have won pretty easily. They had a lot to play for still. The top seed was still very much hanging in the balance if they won that game and Tennessee lost. So I don't see them just kind of mailing it in that situation. But I do think that, look, for the second straight week, you've seen some cracks in the defense. And I think it's worse that Drew Locke was able to have some success against them. Didn't throw it that well, but certainly made some play with his legs that you could, if you look forward and forecast Buffalo winning against the Patriots, you can see Josh Allen doing similar things. And so I think they got to get back to, one, being able to pressure the quarterback more consistently. They've got to tackle better. They've got to be tighter on their coverage on the back end. And Tyrann Mathieu really has got to be more of a factor. That's really one of the – much as people want to, you know, dump on the Daniel Sorensen and the Ben Neimans in the world, he really hasn't been making a lot of plays he's made in the past. And so that's a big factor as well, getting him back to playing at a high level.
Well, unless they get a dolly and wheel him down the field, Roethlisberger should not be able to hurt the Chiefs rushing the football. And that is, I mean, that is significant. You don't have to worry about that. But and look, he's really not throwing the football down the field with much effectiveness. But Mike Tomlin is a hell of a coach. He's a top five NFL coach. And so if you're trying, and he alluded to something yesterday in his press conference to the media. Obviously, they can't try to do the same thing that they did a couple of weeks ago and expect to be successful. I mean, but how much can you change since week 16? What do you think their approach will be offensively against this Chiefs defense?
Well, I think, one, they'll try to get the ball out fast when they throw it. I think they'll try to be more adept at executing things. Like, I remember they were in a trick play that Roethlisberger just floated up in the air. Deontay Johnson just dropped the ball when he was running the midfield, running in the middle of the field. Nobody was near him. They ran up a fourth down play where they had Najee Harris running wide instead of running straight forward. You know, I think things like that will make a difference. You know, again, I go back to the way they played Cleveland, the way they played Baltimore, the way they played Tennessee. They're just going to have to do their best to keep the Chiefs from running away from them. And then hopefully if they can be within 10 points in the second half at some point, they can feel good about it. I don't know if it's so much a tactical thing as it is just trying to make sure that from a confidence standpoint that they're still in the game somehow. That game got out of control. It was 30-0 in the third quarter. It was over. So I think they don't want that scenario to play out again.
So Stephen pointed out to me earlier, and it kind of surprised me, but then, like, yeah, it's true. The Chiefs over the last 3 years have not exactly gotten off to good starts in any of their playoff games or Super Bowls. What do we make of that? Is that enough of a trend to say that's cause for concern? Because what you're just talking about is the worst thing the Chiefs can do is let the Steelers feel like they're a part of this game. They've kind of done that in every playoff game they've played, even the ones they've won by double digits.
Except the Colts.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, some of that. Yeah, I think when you have a bye, it's a little bit tougher to start fast as opposed to when you're in a situation like Pittsburgh where every game you're playing is a playoff game. And so you know for the last 4 weeks they've been trying to play for their life. And you look at the way the Raiders-Chargers game went down when you're playing those kind of games. From 1 week and you come in the next week, you still have that energy that comes from that. And so I think the Chiefs, and when you're the top seed and you're playing meaningless games at the end of the season, you probably get two byes in there. It's hard to ramp that back up. And so maybe that's some of what you're alluding to with the Denver game, with the Bennett decisions, that maybe there was an element of there's a bit of a letdown emotionally. But I imagine playing in the first round, they'll be more likely to start fast. They're going to have to start fast because they can't afford to keep putting themselves in those situations. They can work against a team like Pittsburgh, which is offensively challenged, but against a team like Buffalo or Cincinnati or Tennessee, it certainly could be a much tougher task.
Hey, everybody. Joe Spiker, owner of Easton Roofing here. For almost 10 years, we've been a locally owned and operated family business. At Easton, we work on every job with one thing in mind. Integrity matters. I grew up in Central Kansas, was raised on the values of respecting hard work. At Easton, we always make decisions based on the ethical, right thing for the customer. That's what integrity means to us. So if you have any questions about your roof, give me and my team a call. 913-257-5426. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
All right, so for the Steelers' defense, and for that team, look, they got, like you said, they got blown out last time around, and Travis Kelce didn't play. Tyreek Hill was limited. We don't know how healthy he is with that heel injury, but last time out, you know, he was limited. There was no Nick Bolton, and you would think that Nick Bolton is exactly the type of player you want against a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers. And so now with Travis Kelce back and the Chiefs a lot healthier, what do you expect with the Steelers' defense? Because they didn't have to worry about Kelce last time.
Man, is Kelce back? Has that been pretty much? Is he 100%? He practiced yesterday.
He you know, got banged up on that final play where he caught the first down that essentially ended the game, and there's video of him hobbling off the field. But when Andy Reid spoke with the media, he said he was fine, and when he talked about injuries, he didn't even mention Travis Kelce. He mentioned Clyde having a chance to play, and he said that he thought Tyreek Hill would be good to go. But just to me, I mean, Kelce, this has been that way for you know, several times over the course of the season. I think he's had some nagging injuries, but I mean, he's so tough. He's out there more times than not. The only reason he missed that game against the Steelers is because of COVID. And so, I mean, that is a lot different when you have him available and good to go to worry about versus not having him that first time around against the Steelers. So how do you think with T.J. Watt obviously being having the ability to be a game wrecker, he's more healthy than the first matchup. What are the Steelers going to do to try to slow down the Chiefs' offense?
Well, you just said it. I mean, T.J. Watt, that's what they're going to hang their head on. He tied the record for sacks in the season this year with 22.5. He was playing. I'm sure he was playing with banged up ribs back when they played the first time. I doubt ribs heal that fast when you're still out there playing week in and week out. But he looks better than he did back then. But he's really it. You know, if he's able to go out there and just be disruptive and create opportunities for other guys to get to the quarterback, it could be a different story. But I'm not going to bet on that. You know, again, I think that I don't think it really matters if all those guys are playing or not playing, because I think that, as you said, they didn't play. A lot of those guys didn't play the first time around, and it was pretty much a cakewalk. But I go back to, you know, the Denver game is disconcerting for one reason. Denver had nothing to play for. Denver is a worse team than Pittsburgh. And that game was 21-20 in the third quarter, and Denver was going in for a touchdown until Melvin Ingram made a great play, and they both returned a fumble for a touchdown. And so, you know, do I think the Steelers are going to win the game? No, but I didn't think the Jaguars were going to beat the Colts. You know, I didn't think the Lions were going to beat the Cardinals a few weeks back. I didn't think the Jaguars were going to beat the Bills. Strange things can happen if you don't come out and you don't take care of business. So that's really – this game comes down to one thing. Do the Chiefs come to play? And do they play better than they played against Denver?
Is there a common thread there with all these teams that theoretically didn't have anything to play for? Do you think maybe teams that had one eye on the playoffs might have not been as up for it?
I think that this is a weird season. And I think if anything's been proven, once again, we've learned that there isn't that much difference between the great teams in this league and the bottom feeders. It just depends on what day you play them and who's healthy. I was shocked that Seattle beat Arizona.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah.
Another game that kind of blew me away, because the Cardinals were playing, could have won the NFC West with a win, and The Rams lost that game, so they had very much blew an opportunity to be in a much better position against the Seattle team that had nothing to play for. So I feel like this game, first of all, this is the best scenario the Chiefs could have hoped for a first, without having a first-round bye, getting a team as weak as the Steelers. My concern would be, again, would just be that people don't get hurt in a game like this, because I think the Steelers will come out and play really hard. They'll come out and play for pride, for legacy, for having a chance to be in this situation. I don't think that it's, you know, you don't see teams lay down in the playoffs. You see them give everything they have, and that's also when, if the Chiefs are coming into this thinking this is going to be a cakewalk, then, yeah, you could have guys get hurt, or you could be embarrassed a little bit in how you play.
But your official prediction, you have the Chiefs winning 28-17, correct?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, and Jake hopefully staying away from the betting line.
And, yeah, I think one opinion of not covering was enough to scare Jake off, but we'll find out. Let me get your picks for the other games before we let you go. Raiders at Bengals. The Bengals are favored by 6. The Raiders are hot right now. What do you like in that playoff opener Saturday at 3:30 right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB?
I like the Bengals. As much as I've enjoyed watching that game last week, and as much as the Raiders have impressed me with their ability to come back from full-blown meltdown mode, I think the Bengals are a better team, and they played well against the Raiders the first time around. I feel like they're going to – I just think Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, that crew, they are dangerous because they're young. They don't know what they don't know. And playing at home, having a chance to get their first playoff win and that organization in 40-some years is a big deal for them. They'll get it.
Just like Jake always says, they're young, dumb, and full of confidence.
you got us.
For the second week in a row, Jeff Chedia, I will be rooting for the Raiders. So,
wow.
There it is. I want the Bengals out. I desire a Chiefs-Raiders matchup in the divisional round, if you please. Okay, so Saturday night, do you give the Patriots any chance of upsetting the Bills on the road? Buffalo only favored by 4.
I give New England a chance. I just feel that Buffalo is the better team. And I think they feel like they should have swept the Patriots this year if they weren't playing in a tornado in the first game. whenever you have a stat line like Josh Allen had against New England with 300-plus yards passing, 60 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns, no turnovers in Foxborough against the Belichick defense, you'd be hard-pressed to find quarterbacks. Many quarterbacks have done that before. So I think he's playing at a really high level. That team is – I think the Patriots are starting to bottom out. They've lost 3 of their last 4 games. I like that.
WHB, Eagles at Bucks. Bucks for 8.5. Bucks should roll in this one. Do you think the Eagles give them any problems?
I don't think they do. I think the Eagles have some things that can create some issues for the Bucks because they run the ball really well, and the Bucks' run defense hasn't been that good. They've had some guys who've been banged up lately, but end of the day, Tom Brady versus Jalen Hurts. I'll go with Tom Brady in that one.
All right, then the afternoon game. If I'm going to pick a road team, this might be the one I go with. I'm not ready to make that leap yet, but I want to see what you say. 49ers at Cowboys. Cowboys favored by 3.
Yeah, that's an intriguing game just because the 49ers are a very physical team. They run the ball well, and Dallas has been very susceptible to being run on. But I feel like Dallas is the better team, and I feel like having a chance to play a playoff game at home first time in a while is going to be big for them. That defense can give Jimmy Garoppolo fits. I think if they're not able to find a way to handle Micah Parsons and Randy Gregory and DeMarcus Lawrence, it's not going to be an easy path for them. So I'll take Cowboys.
And then you have Chiefs beating the Steelers 28-17. What about Monday Night Football? First of all, do you like a playoff game being played on Monday night? And then secondly, who wins, Cardinals at Rams?
That's probably the toughest game to call of the week. I like the Rams. like the Rams for no other reason than I think they just have bigger star power. And this team was put together to win a championship. Cardinals, a little bit Jekyll and Hyde for me. The only thing that would sway my opinion would be if Matthew Stafford starts turning the ball over.
There it is. Yeah.
Which he's been doing. So, but otherwise, I'll go with the Rams.
I'm gonna root for Kyler Murray to outplay Stafford. That would be fun to watch. Do you like a playoff game being played on Monday Night Football?
I don't like it because I think it puts whoever wins in a tough spot for the next week. I'm sure they'll probably try to get them a Sunday game, but I think it's just one more day when you can't prepare. And if you get banged up or you have issues, it catches up with you.
Now that he is available, do you think every other NFL team looking for a head coach should have Joe Judge number one on their wish list?
Oh, boy. I will go with a no on that one, but I don't think Aaron Rodgers helped his cause by making fun of him.
Right.
Did you see that?
Yeah. I don't think Joe Judge helped his cause with a quarterback sneak on 3rd and 9 either. And some of the wild things that he proclaimed and basically outright lying to the media after games.
Nah.
I think, you know, that probably...
Nitpicking.
A few nails in the coffin there. But, hey, all kidding aside, I would be, if I'm a team that needs a coach, I would be calling Brian Flores, right? Now, that was kind of a shocker.
The Bears called him pretty fast, didn't
right.
they? He got up there. Like, he got fired. He got on a plane to Chicago within the same hour. So he'll have a job. I think he'll be the first guy to get the job, probably.
You surprised that the Bears called Doug Peterson after failing with a former Chiefs offensive coordinator? It seems like that might be a tough sell in Chicago.
Well, you know, he's gotten a couple interviews, and he was in Jacksonville as well. So, he's got a ring. When you got a ring, that helps your cause when you're looking for another job.
All right, I'm going to ask you one final time. Is your man, Jim Harbaugh, going to leave you at the altar in Michigan? Is he going to come back to the NFL, or will he be coaching Michigan next year?
I predict a very big raise for Jim Harbaugh coming from Michigan in the near future. And I don't see, unless someone says to him, you can come in here and you can run the whole operation, and maybe someone will offer him that, but the Bears don't operate that way. The Jaguars already have Trent Baalke, who used to work with him down there as their general manager in San Francisco. I don't see any of those teams. The Giants don't do that. The Raiders might do it. Yeah. They're out there. Yeah. The Raiders might do it, but they're the only ones.
Give them the keys. Real quick, Bieniemy, there's been some rumors about Bieniemy with Denver and Bieniemy with the Vikings. Does Eric Bieniemy get a job this cycle?
I hope he does. I'm not 100% certain of it. I think he deserves it, obviously. He's been waiting. He's qualified. But there's a lot of names out there. And I just think when you have so many names out there and so many former coaches like Peterson, like Brian Flores, I think there's 7 jobs. And so I hope he gets the opportunity. But I also know that, you know, Kellen Moore's a hot name. Byron Leftwich is a hot name. Todd Bowles has been a head coach. It's a lot of competition out there.
Jeff, thank you for the time, sir. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Take care. Again, apologies for the mishap.
No, it's all Jake's fault. Trust me. Believe that. That's Jeff Chedia from NFL Network and NFL.com. Gary Pinkel after this on WHP.